word of prayer over this particular word. Father, we thank you and we give you glory and we honor you for this day. We thank you, God, for allowing us to come together. And thank you for the word that you have given me to share. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will speak through me as I surrender myself to you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. And may your children hear the word. And may they not only hear it, but may they also be doers of the word. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good afternoon, and happy new year to everyone. We have crossed into a new year of new beginnings, a new year that will be filled with new opportunities. And I am just grateful and thankful that God has allowed us to come to this day, January 5th, 2024. Can you believe that it is 2024? I want to just ask you, what opportunities are you looking for in 2024? What aspirations do you have in 2024? What are your dreams this year? What are you planning to pursue this year? What has God assigned your hands to do this year? And if you don't know the answer to these questions, I want to encourage you to take the time to keep your ears to God's and he will speak to you. He will direct you. And I want to encourage you to move forward. 2024 is another opportunity for you to believe in your dreams. 2024 will push you through your fears. 2024, I want to encourage you to pursue, obey, and to execute big. This is a good year. And as I thought about it, and as I'm thinking about it, I'm just reminded that this year is leap year. February, there's 29 days in February. What are you going to leap into? Thank you, Father. What are you going to leap into? And I just want to encourage you to take advantage of every opportunity that God has given you in 2024. But now that we've crossed over to a new year, I want to encourage you to not to allow any interference to hinder you from obtaining your dreams, your goals, and your God assignment. So today's word of inspiration is entitled, No More Interference. No more interference. So in 2024, I want to encourage you to not allow interference to stop you from doing what God called you to do. Let's look at the word interference. The word interference comes from the root word interfere. And one of the definitions for the word interfere is to come into opposition as one thing with another, especially with the effect of hampering action or procedure. So in other words, interference is the act or something that obstructs or hinders. And what interference did you experience in 2023? What oppositions did you experience just this week? Not even just 2023, but even just this week. We all experience, if we're honest, some oppositions. We have interferences in life, especially when it comes to our spiritual walk. And if we're honest, these interferences can turn our world upside down. They can distract us from fulfilling our purpose. And these interferences can cause our focus to get off focus. That's what interference does. What has you off focus, or maybe who has you off focus on today? What's hindering you? What is obstructing you, or who is obstructing you from fulfilling your purpose? God has blessed me to see another birthday this past Tuesday. I turned the wonderful age of 61. And at my age, I have seen a lot of things. And I remember growing up before they had cable and remote control television. If the picture on your television, on our television, started to get fuzzy, if it started to get staticky, my mother or father would ask my, not even ask, but they would tell my brother or myself to get up and to move the rabbit ears. How many of you remember rabbit ears? I know there's a lot of young people on this line, but those of you who are older, some of you may remember the rabbit ears. They are rabbit ears antenna. What I remember my parents telling us to get up and move the rabbit ears and to move it to the right and move it to the left in order to get rid of the interference or to get rid of the static, because we had to position the rabbit ears antenna in the right place. And that's what we have to do spiritually. We have to position ourselves in the right place. If moving the rabbit ears around did not work, what my parents would do, and some of you may even know this, they would put aluminum foil on the tip of the rabbit ears and wrapping the antenna in aluminum foil, and would sometimes improve the signal by reducing interference. And my question to you on this afternoon is, what do you need to adjust? What do you need to wrap yourself around in? What do you need to wrap yourself around in prayer? Do you need to wrap yourself around in spending time in the Word? What interference are you experiencing? And if there's any interferences, what do you need to do? What do you need to wrap yourself around in order to get rid of the interference? A lot of times we focus on we're trying to do things ourselves. But what do we need to do with God's help? What do we need to wrap ourselves around in? Again, the word interfere means to come into opposition. And when I looked at the word opposition, opposition is defined as the act of opposing, resisting, or combating, antagonism or hostility. Another definition is a person or group of people opposing, criticizing, or protesting something, someone or another group. What is your opposition and who is your opposition when it comes to the things of God? Throughout the scriptures, we read about great leaders that had to deal with interference or oppositions in life. And the majority of the interferences were people. Joseph is one that experienced many interferences in life, but yet he prevailed. Some of you may remember that Joseph was one of Jacob's 12 sons. His father loved him more than any of the others and gave him a colored cloak. His brothers were jealous of him and they sold him into slavery, and he was taken to Egypt and eventually became a steward to Potiphar and one of Pharaoh's officials. He's been said that Joseph was a good looking man, well built, and Potiphar's wife took notice of him. In other words, you know, she saw how good looking he was. And one day Potiphar's wife tried unsuccessfully to seduce Joseph. If you read Genesis 39 and 8, you'll see that. And after false accusations were leveled at Joseph, he was in prison. But due to his ability to interpret Pharaoh's dreams, he was made governor of Egypt. He wisely rationed the country's produce in preparation for a time of famine. And during the famine, Jacob's sons came to Egypt to plead with Joseph for supplies, and they did not recognize him. But after he was satisfied that they were reformed, he identified himself with great joy. Joseph invited his father and brothers to come and settle in Egypt. And the story is recounted in the Old Testament. But some oppositions are divine oppositions. Joseph's opposition helped to save his people. We all are going to experience oppositions in life in 2024. Some are going to be oppositions that are divine oppositions, where God will use even our oppositions to bless others, where God can even use our oppositions to encourage someone, where God will even use our oppositions to lift someone else. How do you overcome interferences? When interference are persistent, the first thing you have to do, you have to be persistent. When interferences are persistent, what do you need to do? You have to be persistent. Don't give in or give up so easily. I'm reminded of the scripture in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And to fight the good fight of faith means that we abide in the word by faith, regardless of what we feel or what we think we understand. Jesus even said over in John, the 8th chapter, verses 31, if you abide in my word, what? You are my disciples. So we have to persevere. How else do we persevere? Number two, remain connected in prayer. In 2024, we have to remain connected in prayer. Let me give you some scriptures. 1 John 5:14, it reminds us that this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, what happens? He hears us. Then 1 John 5:15 goes on and says, if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. And then Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 12 says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Isn't that beautiful? Jeremiah again says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Isn't it wonderful to know that God will listen to us, that God is listening to our prayers? You don't have to have an eloquent prayer. Just cry out to God. Listen, I know for myself, when I cried out to God for certain things, he heard me. All he needs for you to do is just to open up and to cry out to him. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. This is how you can stop the interference. This is how you can conquer the interferences in life. And as I was preparing today's word of inspiration, I remembered a few years ago when I attended my first hockey game. I think I had shared that with you some time ago, but I had attended my first hockey game. I didn't think I would even like it. But can I tell you that I absolutely loved the game, being there in person? I was able just to watch and just to take in everything with hockey. It was cold, but I really enjoyed it. And what I was watching is how the players would have to try to stop the puck from going into the goal and the different things that they had to do, but they had to fight. I watched how they would argue with one another. I watched how they fought one another, but they were determined to not to allow that hockey puck to get into the goal of the other team. Because if they did, or of their own team, because if they did, that means that someone would actually get a goal. But it was important that they did their part. And I want to encourage you that even as I watched that hockey game, I started thinking about even spiritual, how we have to stop the enemy from trying to get a goal. We have to stop him from interfering in our lives. We've got to do certain things. And what do we have to do? We're going to have to stretch. One key thing was that the goalie at the goal plate, what he had to do, he had to be limber. I watched how the goalie would stretch and how he would do the split. I was like, oh my goodness, this man was limber. And we've got to be spiritually limber when the enemy comes our way. So in 2024, I want to encourage you to become spiritually limber, so that you can resist the enemy, so that you can stop the interference. I want to encourage you to become spiritually limber. How do you become spiritually limber? By seeking the word of God, by studying the word of God, by spending time in prayer. Become spiritually limber by talking to the Father, by having a conversation with the Father. How do you become spiritually limber? By allowing the Father to speak back to you. How do you become spiritually limber? By By putting down your plate and spending time and fasting. How do you become spiritually limber? By spending time in Him and with Him. By spending time in church. By spending time in word. By spending time devotionally. So I want to encourage you that as interference will come your way in 2024, know that the enemy will throw his shots in 2024. He's going to play dirty in 2024, but he doesn't care who he destroys. He doesn't care who he devours, but you've got to get down and dirty with him. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But God, the God that we serve, he has got you. But don't forget to do your part. Just like the goalie, you have to be flexible. Stretch your prayer life and don't give up. You have the angel of the Lord encamped around about you. Why? Because you are covered. This is the word of inspiration for you on today. We're going to encounter interference, but I want to encourage you that even when you encounter the interference, that God has got you, but you fight that. You fight it through prayer, you fight it through fasting, and you fight it through the word. This is the word of inspiration for you on today, and we're now going to go into prayer at this time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you and honor you, and we thank you for this new day that you've allowed us to see. We thank you for this new year that you blessed us to experience. God, you allowed us to cross over from 2023 to 2024. It's of your mercy, God, that we have not been consumed. For your compassion, they have failed not. Great is thy faithfulness. And Father, you have been faithful to us in 2023, and we say thank you. And you've been faithful to us thus far. You allowed us, oh God, to experience this year for a reason. You allowed us to cross over into this year for a reason. So, Father, we realize that even as we have crossed over into 2024, we realize that there are going to be challenges. We realize that there will be some interference. There will be struggles. But, God, we also realize who you are. We also realize who you are, God. You are the great I am. You are Jehovah Shammah. You are our ever-present God. You are Jehovah Rohi. You are our shepherd, the one that leads us and the one that will correct us and the one that will guide us. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. And we thank you because you have proven to us and you have given us a peace that surpasses understanding. God, you are El Elyon, the Most High God. And God, we say thank you because in 2024, God, we're going to look unto you as an El Elyon, the Most High God. We thank you, oh God, for being Jehovah Jireh in 2023. And we thank you for being Jehovah Jireh for us in 2024. We thank you, oh God, because you do all things well. Thank you for bringing us to this day, a day that we've never seen before. And we honor you. We thank you, oh God, and we bless your name. We ask, oh God, that even as we go forth on this year, that you will direct our path, that you will lead us, that you will direct us, that you will strengthen us, that you will uphold us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that even as each and every one of us, oh God, who are on this line, whatever challenges that we may have, that you will be with us, oh God, and direct us, that you will instruct us which way to go in 2024. Father, we give you praise on today. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you have already done. We thank you for the victory that's already won. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that died for our sins. Father, I pray for anyone who was on this line or who is listening to this prayer call, that you will bless them and that you will provide for them. Whatever their needs may be, oh God, you promise to supply all of their need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Father, I pray right now that you will continue to supply for Pierce Insurance Agency their need in 2024. God, whatever doors that need to be opened, God, we thank you for the open doors in 2024. We thank you, oh God, for the blessings that will come upon all of us, oh God, in 2024. I thank you, oh God, for your healing virtue for those that need complete healing in 2024. Father, I speak unto you, oh God, God, I call unto you, Jehovah Jireh, God, Jehovah Rapha, the one that heals. Father, I pray right now in 2024 that you will direct our path. And Father, we give you praise. We honor you and we bless your name. We thank you for being the way maker. We thank you for making ways out of no way. We give you praise on today. We ask that you will help us to grow in you. Touch, oh God, the families that are struggling right now. Touch those families who are on verge of breaking up, oh God. Father, I pray a covering over them in 2024. Touch the person, God, who cries silent tears, oh God, who walk around looking like they've got it all together, but they're just one step away from breaking down. God, I pray for them and I pray that you will cover them in 2024. God, touch the person who has had enough with life, enough with people, enough with their jobs, oh God, enough with things that they're dealing with. God, I pray for them that you will strengthen them in 2024. Touch the man or the woman who is crushed on the inside, God. Let them know, oh God, that you are their comforter, that you are the healer, that you are the God that does all things well. Embrace them, God. Strengthen them. Encourage them to look up and live, oh God, in 2024. God, I pray in 2024 that you will touch the finances of your people, God, that you will supply every one of their need, Father. I pray for the homeless, God. I pray for those who are sick and shut in, God. I pray that you, oh God, will supply every need, Father, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the needs may be, oh God, I pray that you will meet the need, Father, in 2024. I pray, oh God, for leadership, oh God. I pray for our leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will lead them and that you will guide them in the name of Jesus in 2024. I pray that you will raise up good leaders, Father, in 2024. I pray for our government, God, in 2024. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless, oh God, and that you will encourage the United States of America, that you will cover us, God, in 2024. God, whoever shall come in office in 2024, I pray in 25, I pray, oh God, that you will lead them and that you will direct them. I pray for our leaders right now, oh God, that they will, God, hear your voice and they will obey your voice in 2024. God, this is my prayer, oh God, and I pray for everyone who was on this line. I pray that you will cover them and that you will keep them. It's in the strong name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. God, I thank you.